Alright, I have to say, like, your name and your age.
My name is Arkady Sherbovsky.
What?
How old are you?
My name is Fort Strabowski.
47.
47, alright. And then the first question is...
Where did you get that name? My name is Fart Leo Strabowski.
What was your childhood like? Like, what did your parents do? Like, what did Jadek and Babcha do?
Nada.
Okay, they got divorced when I was 5. My dad always lived in a different city. He was only coming on the weekend. And he left the United States when I was 9. Dude, it's rough, man. Freaking rough, man. He told me he's gonna get me a monkey. When he comes back, man.
What did he do? This electrician?
He was an electrical engineer in Poland.
And why did he go to the US?
He wanted to make money. And dollar was like really like you could buy. Literally, you can buy a village for $10,000. Seriously, a village, man.
Yeah.
That's how powerful was the dollar then.
And what was school like? Like grade school.
What do you mean?
Like, did they teach you, like, Russian and stuff?
Yeah, the Russian language was mandatory as a second language. And my teacher decided to make us learn German as well.
Why?
So we're like, freaking man.
And, like, how was the economy, like getting better because of communism, or was it getting worse?
No, suck, man. There was one time I remember, I was like, I think 8 years old or something. There was nothing in the shelves in the store. The meat, you had to have like coupons to get meat, man. Like, there was such a lack of meat that there was like a certain amount of meat per family, and we got coupons, you know? So,
and like,
only milk and bread on the shelves, man.
Damn. And was there like Russian propaganda?
And vinegar, dude. Lots of vinegar, man.
I'm asking you a question.
Lots of vinegar.
Was there Russian propaganda?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what kind of it? What kind?
Like, always, at that time, the guy that was on top was, his name was Gerek. And he was always, are you gonna help us? Good, then we're gonna get it done once you guys will help us.
President of Russia?
What?
Who is he?
No, Polish.
Oh.
Prime Minister, whatever. So he was like, man, bullshit all the time.
And what was the perspective that you and like other people in Poland had on Stalin?
Well, Stalin was a dictator, you know?
Yeah.
I was just watching a movie on Stalin. He was a douche, man.
Yeah.
Freaking nasty.
And What was the perspective that you had on America?
It was a dreamland, baby. Land of the future. Land of the rich. American dream, baby.
And why'd you guys move to Illinois?
My father came here. There's a lot of Polish people here, you know, so... there's a lot of... there's a lot of... it was a lot better in here, you know. Everything was... it was,
and what was your perspective of Russia?
Russia?
Yeah.
Well, that time, the propaganda was so bad, you know. We knew that there was a propaganda, and it was like a... Poland had to work for Russia, basically. That's what it was.
And, like, just talk more about, like, Oświęcim and, like, what you did when you were little. Like, did you have to help Babcia with, like, money and stuff?
No, see, my mom was, like, it was different life then, you know. It was a lot better because there was a lot of stuff that was like socialism, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't have to pay for a doctor, we didn't have to pay for, you know, vacation or anything, you know? Like, we were like, everything was like from work, where my mom worked. So when there was vacations, that shop, that workplace was organizing the like a camps, you know. The school was for free, the health system was for free, you know. It wasn't great system, it was free, man. And everyone was making money almost the same amount. You know, whether you stand up or whether you sit down, you make the same money, you know. So that's the problem with a... is it socialism?
Communism.
Communism, yeah. Yeah.
I don't really have any questions. It needs to be 30 minutes.
Okay. Overall, it was cool because everything was free, basically. Not everything, but there was not much, you know? So, but I think it was a better system for the older people, you know? Over here, nobody cares about old people, you know?
Why? Why was it better?
Because there was free healthcare and they had these... like, when you were sick, when you were old, when you were sick, you could go to a different city for a month, and they, you know, they got you better, you know. Over here, you have to have lots of money to,
yeah,
to do that. So that was a plus. And then, you know, the people didn't have to stress that much. Like right now over here is like you have to hustle to be, you know, successful, or you have to be rich to get a good education, good position. Over there everything was like equal, so it was good and bad, you know.
Yeah,
it was good because people did not have stress. Like, they didn't have much, but they didn't have stress. Of course, some other guys, when they were like going to Turkey on vacation, They bought sweaters, pants, socks, shoes, you know. They come back and they sold it on the side because nobody had, like, people didn't make money, a lot of money, but they were able to save a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was nothing to buy. There's not much to buy out there. But when someone went to Turkey or somewhere over the border, they brought some stuff and they could make a lot of money.
Was it like worth, like was zloty like more than the Turkey currency or something?
Right.
That's why
they bought it. It was cheaper to buy it in Turkey, for example. They would have bought a pants, like jeans, you know. There was no jeans in the stores. Right? So if you buy a jeans in Turkey, for example, $1, you know, you could sell it in Poland for like $15, you know, and people had money.
Yeah.
Because they did not have stuff to spend it on, you know what I mean? There were special stores, like, I remember in the south area of the Poland, where, like, close to my city, 1 hour drive, they were like miners, like coal miners, okay? So the coal miners were making such a big money, and they created the special stores that they had these freaking extra stuff from different countries, but only they could buy it, you know?
Yeah.
And then there were like stores that had stuff from United States. They were called Pevex. Like they were called Pevex, and you could only buy there with the dollars. So my dad was working here. He was sending our dollars, so we could buy a gum over there. We could buy a 7-Up, Coke. There was not much 7-Up in the stores, man. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just there was Pepsi and stuff, but it was weird, man. It was weird.
And like, did you stay in Oświęcim the whole time, or were you in another city?
No, in Poland, there was no moving. Like, all the time you had to be in that city, you know what I mean? There was no, the schools, like the colleges, universities, they were, like, 5 universities in Poland. But it was different life, man. Different life. I could walk to my school across the street and I was in my school. Literally. You know? I could freaking walk across the street. So it took me like 5 minutes to go to school. Like, distance like you have. Even closer, I think.
And, let's see.
There's no internet, man. No phones.
Really?
Everyone was outside, man. Riding bikes, playing soccer.
Well, yeah, that was in, like, the 70s, so. And, what's it called? When you decided to move, like, you, Babcia, and Chacha, and Buick, when did Russia like try to, you know, prevent that? Like,
okay, so with that, my dad came here when I was 9. He was here 9 years, and he couldn't get a green card. So we tried 3 times to come here to visit him, and they didn't let us. He came back. He got a green card eventually. He came back. And he took us to a embassy, and he spoke with the top embassy guy, and he was like asking him questions, and he's like, And my dad is like, you know what? My mom was born in the United States. He's like, what? He's like, my mom was born in the United States.
Was she actually?
She was. In Denver.
Oh, really?
He's like, how old are you? When were you born? And he gave him a date. He says, you know what? You're eligible for citizenship. And he got him a citizenship in 3 weeks, man. He couldn't get a green card for 9 years. And when he went to Poland, he got a citizenship. So we
got citizenship for the U.S.?
Yeah. So we... we got a green card. We were like 18 years old. At that time, army, serving for the army was mandatory, 2 years. So what happened was we couldn't get a green card because we were at the age that the army was mandatory. They would not let us out. So the guy said, okay, you're going to get a visa, tourist visa, and you're going to have a green card in your bags, in your freaking, like, a plastic bags. Like, you know, we carried them not even in the pocket. We just, you know. So 13 days before, like, a registration to the army, we left, dude. With our green cards in the freaking bag, you know? And we landed in New York. They took a fingerprints, pictures, sent us here. And I remember I got a green card on... what was the date? Mikołaj. The day of Mikołaj. So it was like...
Christmas?
Around Christmas time, yeah. But it was rough, man. It's like a conspiracy, you know?
And did you just work for Java Commune?
Yeah, so when we got here, I remember vividly, first night, man. I was like 18 years old. I went to sleep. I got up and everyone was sleeping. And I sat down on the bed and I was like, shit. I'm in the freaking jungle now. I have no friends. Shit, all my friends are on the other side of the sea, man. What the freak, man? So I turned survival mode. I was like, shit, I'm in the jungle, man. And, you know, I learned English in 6 months. Somehow, I liked English. And in my head, when I like something, I absorb it really fast, you know. So even the teachers, so what happened was, my dad said, you're not going to work at the beginning. You're going to go to school to learn English first. So we went to, basically, we came here in October. So right away, we went to a high school, Foreman High School. They transferred our credits. So I was going to high school in the morning. And afternoon, when I got back from high school, I ate. And we went to Wright College on Narragansett and Irving Park. We went to Wright College to study English. So we were like non-stop English, you know. And after 6 months, after 6 months, we graduated a high school because they transferred the credits. I went to National Lewis College to study English more. So I passed that, And my dad says, you got to go to National Louis College to study because it was free for me because I was a citizen, you know. And I was like, it was some kind of a program. And I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, I don't like to study, man. I don't like, for some reason, in my head, it was like, I think it was right move, in my opinion. It wasn't that bad, you know. I just couldn't, I didn't like it, you know. So, I forgot to say, after 6 months, we got into a fight with my dad. And we left, dude. We were like fucking jungle mode, man. We're leaving.
Where'd you go?
We're leaving. We got an apartment. Me, my brother, my sister. I went to work.
Where was Babcia?
Babcia was still in Poland.
Oh.
I went to work, dude. I went to Payless shoe stores, man.
Yeah, you told me that.
So by that time, I met Helen. And, you know, we were on our own, man. It was a jungle, man.
How much did you get paid?
Where?
At Payless.
With Payless, I was making like $200 a week.
That's good. For the 80s?
Well, it was okay, man. It was okay. But, you know, we had to save money, man. We weren't like, we couldn't just go out, you know, every day. So, and then I went to work at the factory by the airport. It was on Willow Road.
Here?
Yeah, in Wheeling.
Oh, in Wheeling.
Wheeling. On the other side of the airport. You know?
Yeah.
So then my dad was like, oh, you're a big shot because you're making like $350 a week. Oh, yeah. I was like, Dad, I am. So.
What did you do at the factory?
I was working nights, and I was making parts for IBM computer. Like, I was shaving some combs that were part of the computer system, and some other parts. It sucked, man. I got sick because I couldn't. You know, my system couldn't adjust at night. I got a eating disorder and I had to quit. So then I called my dad and I'm like, Dad, I want to work. I want to learn electricity. He's like, aha, you're back, huh? I said, yeah. Yeah, I want it back. I'm back, you know? So, then he hired us. So we learned how to do, I mean, it took me a while to learn, but, you know. It was rough, man.
What did you have to learn?
The trade, the electrician. Because I didn't know how to do electrical work, you know? So he was like, man, we were shit. We were like, man, it's on now, you know?
Yeah.
But eventually I learned and we took over some projects that, okay, he went, I remember vividly. I was working for him 2 years, but my dad was like, he was like, whatever you did on your own was never good enough, okay? He was like, oh, this is wrong. You could have done it. He didn't say this is wrong, but or you could have done it better. But I asked him, I said, but is it good? He says, you could have done it better, okay? But I'm asking him, do I have to redo it? No, you did it already, you don't. So he was like brainwashing me, so I don't have my own, he was manipulating us, okay? So we don't, you know, we don't have our own opinion or, you know, he was trying to make us so we should really depend on him. like he wanted to enslave us, okay? So one time, I was working for him like freaking 3 years, man. 3 years, I already knew a lot of stuff, but I couldn't make my own decisions because he was like always messing with my mind, you know? So he went to Poland and it was like a tough, like an addition. And he left me, man. I was like, shit. So then I roughed the whole thing and I did it, man. I did it. I couldn't sleep at night and stuff like that, but I did it. So I remember from that point on, I gained confidence and I knew that I know enough to make it, you know, work. And then, you know, my father was like rough and stuff like that, you know. So he was arguing with a lot of contractors, you know. And literally we were talking to the contractors because they didn't want him to get involved. They were like talking to us instead of him. You know, and then he got a huge project and he left us on this big project, and you know, we were arguing a lot, you know, at the end.
Did he go back to Poland?
What?
Did you say he went back to Poland?
He went for a vacation, you know, it was like a 1 month, so I was like, shit, I was 1 month on my own.
Yeah.
You know? So... But eventually we learned a trade, we gained confidence, and you know, then all these contractors that he was arguing with, they didn't want to hire him, and they were calling us, you know, like, I remember one guy, he called me up and he's like, Eric, I need you to do this job for me. I said, why don't you call my dad? He's like, no, I don't want to deal with him anymore, he's a prick, you know. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that. I can't just go behind my father's back, you know? And he's like, oh, if you won't do it, I'll call someone else. I'm not coming back to your father, but I want you guys to do it. So I'm like, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it on the side. If you're saying that, we'll do it on the side. So we were just starting one job site on the side, second, third, fourth, you know? And then eventually, we did not have time to go to work for my father because we had so much side jobs. So one day we sat down and we said, Dad, listen, we have more jobs coming up, and you know, we wanted to let you know that we're gonna be working, you know, if you want we can work for you like 3 days a week or 2 days a week because we wanted to start on our own, you know. So you got like, what the heck, man? Got like, you know. But eventually we were just like,
what did Chacha do? Was she part of the business, you know?
No, Chacha was working for Chicochi.
For what?
For Chicochi.
What is that?
You know, Mario Chicochi.
Who that is?
It's a guy that does. She does facials, so he's got the salon.
Like a salon.
Yeah. So that's how it started, man. And then it went from there. You know, my dad was like, "Are you gonna come back to me? The guys are gonna screw you up." I said, "Dude, if they are, we're coming back for sure, man. You don't have to worry about it." But then he started calling us. "I need your help. I need your help, guys. This with that," and that's how it began.
Yeah.
You know. So it's, you know, I think personally, college is not a major thing that you gotta get in your life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, you can go to college for 2 years, learn business, learn, you know, stuff like that, and then if you have to go to college and get a freaking loan that you cannot bankrupt on,
I'm not tempted to go to next week.
Dead, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're better off going to a free college, a cheap college, learn business, then, you know, you go somewhere to work or something and save money or ask me for a loan. And yeah, it's good. If you go to Ogden, you gain a business degree or something, then